Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night: cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I believe that in my later years, I have become perhaps less responsible when it comes to knowing about dates and travel dates and all that.
Why is that?
Because I'm talking
to you
about...
You're not really in your later years now. You're sort of in your prime.
Sure. And I'm talking to Rob before the show about schedules. And let me just say to the listening public for this show, next week the show might be a little effed up. Just be prepared for that. I'm not going to lay it all on Rob. There is travel to be had.
I mean,
both
this,
in Europe and in Maine. And I just realized
when you,
that look,
when you say effed up, I mean, it's not like we're bringing in someone else to play Darren Stevens on Bewitched.
No, it's just towards the end of the week. Next week will be a little messed up. So be aware of some programming notes taking place. Just be aware. June.
This is taking you by surprise.
It's June and I realize I'm leaving for Maine next Thursday.
Right.
And it felt like it was
an eternity
much further
away
down the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one home project that I want to accomplish when I'm up there. I always start thinking about Maine, and I start thinking about there is only one thing in that. Well, there's a lot of things when you go to a house that's up on a coastal area that gets worn out and all. But the interior staircase, the newel posts and the posts on the stairs, it's been since I've owned this house. It's been the one thing I cannot stand. You put a proper amount of weight. The guy that built this house.
Yes.
I think was an amateur carpenter. I think he did siding. That was his business.
Uh-huh.
But I think that his carpentry skills in other areas may have left. The interior stairwell that goes up to my bedroom and bathroom on the second floor of this house.
Uh-huh.
The quality is not a number one.
Is it wobbly like when you grab
it? It's beyond wobbly.
Okay,
and
that's
by the way,
be a handyman deal. You can't fix that.
Well, I don't think I can, and I don't think I'm going to try. Although I do watch the videos.
Sure.
I've been up there multiple times, and in that part of the great state of Maine, we are not blessed with skilled labor. of any of just a wide variety of people that do stuff. It's not like
a
city.
I bet you got a lot of people that are pretty good at a lot of stuff. That's what you got there.
No, there are a lot of people. There are a select number of people that see people like me coming.
Oh, that's
it is? That's how I would describe
Mike, I hate
that.
To interrupt, but you know what place is full of people that can fix anything? Is Paris, France. And when you're in Paris, apparently you wear a beret. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
God. Oh, my God. You're going to get mugged on camera right here. Hey, is that the Cathedral of Notre Dame?
It is. I just came out of it.
You know what? I'm going to give you. I got to give you props because yesterday was the Louvre and today's the Cathedral of Notre Dame. That's pretty good stuff. Great. That's great.
It is very cool. I would like to see the cathedral rather than the apartment building that's behind you. Other than that, it's great.
Well, they're still fixing up the back of the. Let me see.
They're still repairing
from the fire on the backside.
That is cool enough
That's
for me.
That's the most amazing rebuild since you joined this show, Josh.
I am now walking down the street to a bakery because we are grabbing a baguette and going to
a patisserie? A patisserie?
That's right, maybe Mike. That's why I haven't found it.
Are you looking for bakery? Is that what you're looking for?
No, I am following Kelly. She knows
Look
that.
For the recognizable Dunkin' logo.
Yeah.
Right. All right, I'll find the Starbucks, and then we'll be fine.
It looks as though in the middle of the day there in Paris, France, that the streets are full. People are busy. It's a lot of tourists.
There are a million tourists. Mm-hmm. I have learned that for the most part, I can get away with bonjour and merci. And I don't
merci. It's merci. It's not merci.
Merci.
Versi, Mike. You know, of course, the great palace of Versi.
Let me give you go ahead.
Oh, I've only had one issue where I needed a few more words.
Okay. Well, they're pretty English-friendly not English-friendly in Paris. They understand English, but they're not very friendly.
It's, yes. Oh, and I ran into that.
You went to France once.
Twice I've been
tourist.
To Paris.
What?
I've been to Paris twice.
All right.
I'm going to all the tourist spots, so they speak English, no problem.
If you make an effort, they'll be better. But I have found, Mike, the further, and other people have verified this, the further you get outside of Paris, the nicer people are in France.
Yesterday, Josh, after he comes on the show, goes into the Louvre, and I this is as Josh a quote and a text as this made me smile all day. I went back to it several times. Picture of the lobby where the Mona Lisa is, and underneath the caption that Josh gives us is a lot of people for one painting.
And you see in that photo how small it is.
It's very small.
Tiny.
It's not portions like in a meal.
No,
it's
but
like
you've seen it your whole life. You expect something pretty grand.
No, if you read anything, you will know that it is not a large painting.
I read anything.
You don't.
Dumb.
You don't. You watch television.
No, you feel that people, 9 out of 10 are going to think it's going to be bigger than that? And Josh, did you feel that it was?
No, I'm sorry. I've always known it's a smaller painting.
I did not know the postage stamp was life size.
But did you? The only thing I will tell you is that a lot of people, you're talking about the crowd scene in the gallery where the Mona Lisa is. I have a question. Were you able to negotiate the crowd and get up close enough to get a look at it?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I got up close. Very rude Americans, basically, in the crowd, pushing and shoving and saying, I want closer, I want out. Rude Americans.
Americans. Yeah, we're
And it's why Americans have a bad reputation.
Have you had any experience? The two rudest groups of tourists are Americans and Germans.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you found any rude Germans? Uh-oh.
No, did we lose him?
Are you there?
I can see him. I can see him too. Yeah. He looks. You know,
sorry.
He doesn't look happy.
I got a phone call.
Okay.
Owen tried to call me while I was on here and kicked me off.
All right.
I've run into rude Germans as well.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'll tell you, I had an incident this morning where I went to a candy store.
Yes.
And decided the rest of the family was making perfume. So I decided I'm going to go grab
hold
some.
Hold it. You just sort of glazed over something
yes.
there. The rest of the family was doing what?
Over there. They were making perfume.
Of course.
That's like a touristy thing, like with a bunch of Americans
yeah,
in a room.
I'm sure.
I call going number one.
Well, that was one that I crossed off. And Rob, I mentioned to you when we walked through my schedule, that was one that I said before we left the great state of Florida that I was leaving.
Yeah,
was
you were not,
not
going
that
to.
One.
He would not make perfume, Mike.
Now,
so
can,
I
you
wondered,
make, can you make a man's cologne as well?
Because no,
I would think that
because.
No, it's just perfume for the leaves. Yes. All right. Well, then I understand why I wouldn't want to do
so,
it either.
Well, make a particularly musky perfume. It might work for a man.
Right.
No, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with it unless there was men's cologne involved. I like men's cologne. My son's nuts for
I know.
I was concerned of getting a headache with all the smells, so I just decided to skip it. Anyway, I went wandering, and I found a shopping mall, and that was confusing enough on its own, but then I wandered into a candy store.
Okay.
And
that's
this
fun.
Went well. I decided to find some candies, you know, that you can't find in America for the family.
Right.
So I successful there, and they mix. I was very surprised to see that they mix edibles and cannabis candies just in the candy store with the regular candy.
Wow.
So you have to check the labels.
So this particular candy store was selling edibles as well as regular candy.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's a little odd. That's
now,
different.
Yeah, with
that's
the different. Edibles, it's not like a bulk candy store where the edibles are in a bin and you have like a scoop and they sell them by weight, is it?
They had some bulk candy there. I don't think any of the edibles were in that area.
Good. I think that's
they
a good
mostly,
thing.
They were mostly cannabis cookies and cannabis sodas.
Now, can you flip the phone around so that we can see Paris a little bit? All right.
Yeah.
Mike, that's the Paris tree.
Now, here's why I wish I had a few more words in French, because I went to pay, and that's easy. I say, go up to the counter, say bonjour. I pay with my Apple Pay, and then say merci and walk out.
Merci.
Is,
Repeat after me. Merci.
Merci. And
it's not mercy.
You know what?
It's not mercy, Josh. It's mare.
Mare.
All right. What's a horse? What's a
horse?
Female horse. M-A-R-E. Mare.
Yeah, a mare. Mare.
Merci. It's just merci. Like, yes in Spanish with the
got
horse
it.
That's a mare. Merci.
Well,
that's beautiful.
Good news is I leave Paris in the morning.
That is good for you and for Paris.
Yes, of course. But here's what happened.
What happened?
They turned the credit card around for me, credit card machine, and I tap my phone, and the receipt paper comes out just like it does in America. There's a nice workman for you.
Okay.
So the receipt paper comes out, and I grab the receipt. And when I go and grab the receipt, I pull on the receipt and the lady goes, no, 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 no. And the entire credit card machine comes crashing to the floor.
And you broke it?
I don't know what happened. Yes, I think I believe I broke it.
Were you wearing your beret when you broke the machine?
No, this was purchased 5 minutes before I turned on this FaceTime.
This is your Griswold moment here with that beret.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolute your
I've already
your
said I'm throwing it off the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, it'll go a long way. Josh, let me teach you two more
appreciate
French
appreciate that,
words.
Too. That's right.
But
absolutely.
Let me tell you. When everything came crashing to the ground, all I said was Marseille and walked out the door and waved.
So you broke it and then thanked
that situation?
Them. Yeah. Wow. Here are two words you should remember.
You because hello would not have helped. So I went with
no, what
you
say, Josh,
out.
Just add two more words to your vocabulary. Je regrette. It means I'm sorry.
Oh, I should definitely know that one.
Je regrette. Yeah.
So what is the rest of the schedule today? What are you doing today?
Well, apparently we're going to find this baguette shop soon. Then we're going to go to a park. Oh, the baguette. I was told that we walked past the baguette shop. It was closed for remodeling.
Oh, was that online that you found the baguette shop? Is that?
I'm sure it was the Apple Google
and Mike,
Maps situation.
It's the only bread shop in all of Paris, and it's
here's,
closed.
Here's the cheesy souvenir shop. You want anything? You want your
hold on. Take a few pictures. I'd like to see. Yeah, turn around and just go in there, and then we'll let you continue on with your family vacay.
Well, Kelly is leaving me, so we're going to
that's
do a
all right.
Pass.
Lucky you. Do they have anything with the Eiffel Tower on it?
You know what it is? It looks like Ocean City with the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, well, it's it's a tourist. It's a tourist shop. That's what it is. That's pretty nice structure on over your right shoulder there. Lovely little street lamps. Very Paris-like. You think you were
from the Häagen-Dazs ice cream? I don't think that's French.
No, that's not Parisian. That's American.
That's not anything. That's not even a name. That's a made-up name.
How about we found a baguette shop? Check out these.
Oh, a boulangerie. That's right. Oh, look at now. Now, hold on. Let's get some close-ups. So, can you get close-up of the baked goods, please? Now we're talking.
You want the baked goods.
Now we are talking. Look at that. Aww. Look at that window.
Cookies as big as your head.
No.
Oh, I like the strawberry tart thing down here.
That looks beautiful. Can you go back over to the sandwiches?
Okay.
I'd like to see those. I'm hungry.
All right.
And I'll do anything for food.
Look at that.
Paulette curry.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm.
Paulette mayonnaise.
That's chicken, by the way.
This is salmon.
Oh, lovely. Lovely sandwiches. That's a big boulangerie, isn't it? Huh? Delish.
Some Italian.
So that looks good.
All right. This is great.
Just water.
Is that where are you guys going to buy some baguettes in there?
Yeah, Kelly just asked if I want anything besides the baguette that she's getting.
You're going to go into the store? Can you go into the store with your camera?
Yep.
Because I bet the really cool stuff's in there, too.
How's it smell?
Not noticeable.
See, that sucks. It should smell better. Smell like France.
That looks really, that's just beautiful stuff. Look at that.
And not crowded.
But so much, right? No. I mean, so much. The one thing, the knock I have on, well, that's wonderful. Josh, are you having a good time? Oh, Josh, you're having a good time. That's good. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yes, we're having a great time.
That's wonderful. So, go continue on. Yes.
Yep. That's it. Eiffel Tower is the next big thing on the schedule.
That's wonderful. Thank you for calling in and sharing. Enjoy the time. It looks like a beautiful day in Paris.
Yes.
75.
Oh, gorgeous. Enjoy that time with your family. I really appreciate you checking in with us, and that was cool. We got the French bakery tour.
Yeah, I love it.
Very, very nice.
Make sure you talk to a lot of locals.
I will avoid that.
Okay, merci.
And it's mostly tourists. Marseille.
Yeah, je regrette.
Bonjour.
Hello.
There he goes. That's Josh. My ladies Josh. And gentlemen, he's gone.
The beret, Mike. Come on. The beret.
Marseille.
It's not.
Is that what he was saying? Mercy? Yeah. Is that?
No,
that
he was saying like Marseille, like the palace.
Interesting.
Versailles.
It looks gorgeous there. It really looks beautiful.
It does. And even he has a sort of look in his eye that says, ah, vive la Paris.
All right. So it's interesting when he puts the picture of the Mona Lisa out yesterday.
Right.
And he's talking about the people that are being rude and rude American. That's the thing. My very brief amount of travel, when you're going to the site, and you've done this, you've traveled more in Europe, in France, certainly, than I have.
Yeah.
And it's just like, for example, you've got all these things you're supposed to go see.
Right.
And I have always subscribed to the Anthony Bourdain school of travel, where you get off a plane and you wing it. And you just get to know little places. By the way,
I agree with you.
The tourist experience, the national park experience, when people are on top of people, when we went to Yellowstone National Park and you saw I think it's called the Grand Prismatic. I think that's what the site was.
I think that's right, yeah.
And, you know, and cars as far as the eye could see and everybody wanting to see something. I just think that it leaves me cold, even though I would love to see the Mona Lisa and I would love to see the Louvre. If it's that kind of scene with tourists or it's that kind of scene – I can't understand that.
The one thing I will sort of agree with Josh and Kelly and the way they laid it out. They've been planning this trip for over a year.
Yeah.
And they're covering a lot of ground day by day. And I appreciate the fact that they have a schedule laid out for the amount of stuff they're going to experience in the time they're in Europe. They're going to see everything, including a closed patisserie. But I like that they have it laid out, but the winging it is great. That's how I did Munich when I went to Munich.
No, the trade-off
just walking around is
the trade-off is this. You either check stuff off your bucket list.
Right.
I was there and I saw it. It to me, I get it. I get that you're only going to be there for a short time, that you want to see the sites that everybody talks about. But it's just be prepared for the fact that if you're not a people digger, you know, it's just going to be a cluster F like that. Now, there are also there's really no way around that. If you're going to go in the summertime and you're going to go over there and with ugly Americans, and that's just to me so totally off-putting that when I see something like that, I say, well, I don't really need it. I don't need it.
I recall, Carrie and I went to the Louvre and did not go see the Mona Lisa. We just saw the other stuff and had a great time.
Because it was such a crowd scene?
It was a circus, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, people think that's the museum and that's the painting. Well, they got a lot of other stuff in the Louvre.
Of course they do.
And that's the way to do it. That's what I thought.
That's the trade-off. And it's the same trade-off with travel.
Yep.
Going to faraway places is wonderful. Going to anywhere traveling can be a pleasant experience. The crowd scenes and the way air travel is nowadays, it's just it's something else. And I have talked to more than one person who has experienced international travel, and it always seems like there's one turbo glitch that makes it just an unpleasant experience. And look, as far as being in that boulangerie, that would be special to just relax and chill and just take it all in.
You got to find the spaces that is like the genuine stuff of the city. It is a glorious city, and you see stuff. I had the same thing in New York when we were going back and forth to New York. Sometimes I just go out and walk around. And
you had the luxury of time in New York where we were there for a long enough
period. You look up and, oh, I'm in Columbus Circle. I've heard about this my entire life. This is cool.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel the city, and there's something about that that's lost.
It's a trade-off for me. I have to really say planning it out the way they're doing, they seem like they're checking all the boxes. And I certainly even like it when we get the Cathedral of Notre Dame and we see that as soon as he checks in with the show. Mm-hmm. That timing's been good for us, and I hope he has a great time at the Eiffel Tower in France. Getting back to what I was going to talk about at the beginning of
you have to
time,
fix your steps.
A lot has happened in the last week that has – I don't want to say it's upset the apple cart, but it's just been confusing. Michael was added to this all-star team as a late addition.
Mm-hmm.
There are numbers of kids on these teams that have to be right. Everything's got to be organized because ultimately this will end up at the Little League World Series if you go and go and go.
Mm-hmm.
So his team is undefeated. And tonight they have another game. Last night they had to postpone it again because of all the rain we have. The weather a little more cooperative today. Hopefully we'll knock it out. My son is a seat filler on this team. He got an at-bat, but I'm not sure whether he's going to get regular at-bats. And I know we made it very clear that summertime travel was coming up with us. But there are a lot of moving parts. And suddenly I realized
he faces tonight. Has he played them before or is it a single
elimination? We played them in the first round and we beat them handily in the first round.
All right.
But the thing that I deal with all of this is that clock on the wall. Suddenly it's May and then it's June and then bingo and the summer's over.
Yep.
I realize that I'm scheduled to hit the road for the massive road trip next week. And I was kind of talking to you, really, you were there. I was talking to you this morning about it might be a month down the road. No, it's like right now.
Yeah, now.
That's what's happening.
And that was fun. And that was preceded by it. And when is Josh coming back? When he's told us in February.
I know. It's just and by the way, technology to check in is fine. We're good with that and everything. I'm just perhaps now just starting to pull onto the exit ramp leading up to Anxiety Road.
I hear you.
I really think that's where it's coming from. And everything will be fine. I know it'll work out well. We are now modifying the way we're driving up there where we're going to do, what I said I'd never do again. The marathon trips. The marathon logs where your ass is in a car all day long.
Now, will you split it with Carla? Because I know that Carla is your primary driver in the family.
We will travel crack of dawn, and I will be checking in. Hopefully, just be prepared. Next week could be a weird schedule. Just be aware of that.
I'm ready.
I know. You're fine. Everything's going to be fine and fine.
And good. And
fine.
Yes.
That's it. Getting back to the whole thing, tonight, 7 p.m. game, we should be good to go. They win the 7 p.m. game. I've heard that we go to the state tournament.
Oh, I thought if you won the 7 p.m. tonight, then you played the midnight game tonight.
No. One more game for one the more game. Region.
And
for
so if you win, and then so if you win states, then what happens?
I don't know.
Like, do you go to the International World Series and do all that stuff?
Well, I don't know. I this has been put in. We told the coach that because of the schedule that we've already had, and we're not certainly alone with travel plans that people have. He's out of school now, but we'll see what happens. I don't think we're going to lose tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Anything could happen. That's the way it goes. And I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying starting to get to know the parents a little more, and it's a pleasant experience.
The good time, is it enough to offset the anxiety?
The anxiety is just I realize that a little over a week, I got to be prepared to load up the truck and move to Beverly.
We
have to hit the road. And I have lots of things that have to be done. The tires on my wife's overpriced used import are let's just say, a little suspect, a little sus,
yeah,
as the kids would say.
You could do the penny test on them.
Right.
If the tread goes up to Lincoln's beard, you're fine. You're fine.
And there are little tools you can use for that as well. But I certainly won't put my family in any real danger. Oh, God.
Mike,
do that
I know one thing that's bothering you, because I know you. It's the outliers. It's the fact that you don't know when baseball season's ending, but you know when you're leaving.
And
so there's so many things that can still – and the tires could pop.
And through it all. And through it all, my son, God bless him, my son has rekindled an interest in a hobby that he had when he was little, and that is these Pokemon cards. But this time, he's doing it like a Wall Street trader, where his other egghead friend, his buddy Luke, another smart, they're like the smart kids in class.
Right.
Luke's done it, and he used to collect them, too. So
it never goes away. Mike Roberts still into it too, and he's 22.
Yesterday was spent with Michael researching the value of his cards, and then it was my job to take him off to the con shop, as I will refer to it, where apparently they buy, sell, trade these things, and I know nothing about it, so there's no way that I can really protect him.
Right.
And we arrive at the Pokemon store, and you have one guy that's in the back that is right out of Central Casting. You would think that he walked out of the Simpsons cartoon and into this store, and then the main guy is a totally different looking guy that's thin. He's wearing kind of a olive drab jacket with, I think it was maybe a Marvel bucket hat on.
And, classy.
And he was the negotiator in charge. The other guy did not speak. He just wore his sneakers, cargo shorts, and white T-shirt around the store arranging things.
I know
at the
that
Pokemon
you are
store.
You are sort of invoking the Simpsons and the collector.
Yeah.
The collector.
Answer me these questions three.
Or maybe the guy that is the military veteran missing an arm in The Simpsons that sells like surplus military stuff. Mm-hmm. But what I'm thinking of is the place where John Hamm is selling his watches in your neighbors and friends or your friends and neighbors, where that it's that shady pawn shop where you have to go through.
Regular strip mall.
Okay, all right.
But like so many strip malls in America, populated with a variety of different types of shops.
Let me guess.
Yes.
Vape?
Not in this particular, probably, but I didn't see. Next to the shop was an Asian, I believe, Vietnamese grocery store, and a tax service.
Wow.
It's that.
Is
it's
there
just
a
hodgepodge,
spa,
you know,
or a nail salon in there?
I don't know, but you know, it's that kind of joint. It's
got the
cheap real estate, and we
standalone.
Go
standalone. Right.
So we go in. And he gets he's bringing two cards. Hope I get this right.
Singular cards.
He's bringing two cards that he has researched and gotten the value of. And I heard something like $200 for one and $50 to $70 for the other. That price became, I believe, $70 and $10 and then maybe three at $2, the total being $88, and he only got that because he could use it as trade. And
oh, he
then,
got store credit of $88.
Or he could get both. He could get a little more with store credit, or he could have gotten cash. And then later in the day, his buddy comes over. His buddy Ricky comes over to the house.
Ricky.
And they're going through all the cards. Hey, Michael! I'm going to get him in here.
You should.
He can talk. I'll tell you what he told me later in the day. Michael O'Mara, come here.
It's an age-old thing. You can get the value books of baseball cards and football cards or anything, records for that matter.
Right.
And no matter what the book says, it's only worth as much as someone will pay for it.
Well, this was a determination that was made later in the day.
Okay.
And, you know, this is the second day in a row I've called for my kid and he's not coming to the phone. I hate
when they issue store credit.
I'm not sure what the deal really is here.
Well, I can still hate it.
Let's see if I can raise him on the phone here.
Do you think he's awake? Have you seen him today?
Four, two, three. Oh, here he is. Okay. Come on in. Come here. All right. So, you're doing I'm talking about Pokemon right now. All right. You just wake up. You look sleepy. You want to lean. You look out of it.
Don't worry about it, Michael. He says that to me all the time.
All right, so lean down so we can see you on camera. Say hi to Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, good. Buddy. How are you?
Do you want to put headphones on for a second so Rob can talk to you?
They're over here.
All right, here. Get your headphones.
Yes. Always talk to Rob.
Yes.
He's your godfather.
Bring the bench over too, so you can sit.
Oh, Mike, you left the stream.
What I did?
You left your video stream.
Oh,
hold on.
No.
I think I put you back on. Hold on.
All right. Hold on. It's probably me. All right. Can you hear me?
I got you now. Perfect.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Be careful. Don't bump into anything. Things are very fresh.
Yeah,
here.
Michael.
All right. I'm going to give you your own microphone and everything. And get the bench. Get the bench so you can sit.
I'm going to hit a cord.
Are you going to hit a cord? Here, sit on my lap. All right. We'll do
the old move the bench, sit on my lap trick.
All right. So what did you say to me late in the day yesterday about your...
Jeez.
About your Pokemon... guy.
Jeez.
He was a con man?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think you could have gotten for your card?
Like 100 something.
And what did he give you for the card?
Like 80. No.
So, that was the total he gave you.
So but, why, Michael?
That was like for the whole card.
I got to ask,
no,
why?
No, it was like 70.
Why did you take the deal when you know you were being undercut?
Because he made it seem like he talked so fast. It was hard to get.
Grifter, Rob, grifter.
Yeah, 100%. You always have the power to tell him, A, slow down, or B, just leave.
But he didn't know that, nor did I. I didn't know what was going on. And how much do you think he ripped you off for?
Like at least, well, because also, and he scammed me for another card, so at least like $60.
All right. Daddy's going to go beat him up today.
Yay.
That's what's going to happen. All right, get out of here. Thank you. That was nice visiting you. You seem like you're in a coma. What's going on? Are you
all
right?
Well, he's sad. He's
Were you gaming? Were you gaming just a minute ago? Yeah, he was gaming. That's gaming face. That's what it does. Take a look. Look right into the camera. I want to show people. This is gaming face, first day of summer. Lean right down. This is what your child looks like. There are the eyes. That's gaming eyes right there. That's my all-star. That's my all-star, baby. And you still want to go to Target after the show? All right. Okay.
Do you think the value of the cards was diminished because you had autographed them, Mike?
Told I wasn't supposed to do that.
But I mean, it said yours truly, Mike O'Mara, right on the card.
Summer's interesting. I think a lot of parents can realize this.
I think you're
a lot of parents can definitely relate to this when you talk about the fact that at the beginning of summer, things get a little unsettled, especially when you're going to travel very soon.
Oh, yeah, I right forgot after, your anxiety.
Right
yeah.
after summertime. Summertime.
But 2 weeks ago, Mike, if my guess had been, 2 weeks, Mike will be in a gaming store.
I would not
have gotten that.
So today,
I think your phone is still on.
Oh, it is? All right, hold on. Shut up. God damn it.
Oh, I think we've been leaving a message for Michael this whole time. What a joy for him to go back and hear us many years from now.
I'm trying. I'm doing the best. So
You're
next
doing
week,
great. You're doing great.
I will be on the road next week with the family. Maybe. I don't know what the rules are as far as the game. Is that your son that
it's
you're waving
at? It's my son. Come
there?
Here, boy. Come
All
here.
Right. We're bringing our sons.
He's wearing the same
older.
Outfit as your son. Not really.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing? Here.
Do you know anything about this Pokemon world or anything like that where you got to be wary in these card shops where you're trying to trade things and sell things?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I'm more into like sports cards, but yeah, there's like scalpers everywhere now.
Hey, let me ask you this. You've been pumping iron, son? You've been out there. You've been look at the guns. Look at the guns. Rob, take a look at what your son has that you've never had in your life. Look at that. Look at those guns. That's incredible. I am so impressed. That's
just
fantastic.
Like your mother.
Mother. And how's your summer going so far?
It's going good. I'm looking for jobs. I have a couple leads right now. But right now I'm just kind of taking my time off.
Well, you enjoy
yourself.
Haven't
had time to chill in a long time.
While
so
you're talking
taking
about
advantage of it.
The Pokemon stuff. What's that thing you went to GameStop to buy that they were out of? That was something card-related, right?
Yeah, it's like these NFL cards. It's called Donruss. Like these
Oh, Donruss, yeah.
Yeah, optic cards. But they have like, that's what I was talking about. I went there the other day, and there was literally a line of like 40-plus people all waiting to buy Pokemon, all like grown adults, like your guys.
It's coming back a little bit, right? Is it coming back now?
There's a bunch of money in it. There's like the collectors really take it seriously. So like a $5 card or a $5 pack, you could pull a card that's like $2,000. It's just, you know, it's all gambling.
Okay, it's gambling. Yeah, that's what I thought. It felt like gambling yesterday. And I'll be careful with the grifters, but I'm not educating myself about Pokemon cards. I can't do that. Robert, enjoy your summer. Thank you for popping in. We appreciate that. And look at that boy. Look at that boy. That boy hitting the gym a lot, Rob Speedwagon.
Hold on, Mike.
As
give
Rob
the car keys.
Leans back.
That's the whole reason he came back here, was to get the car keys.
Did your, even when you were a little one, did your arms ever have that kind of definition, ever?
No, but they did have a curvature. If that's, is that what you mean? They were misformed. We put them in braces, and they're mostly straight now. Look
run,
at that.
Forrest, run.
Exactly. The braces run, fell right Forrest. Off.
So,
yeah,
we'll
see. He does look good, doesn't he?
Yeah, I got to get my head together. I have to get my act together. I have to get my head together.
Maybe he
I
can come down and pick you up and drive you to Maine.
Oh, my God. You know what? What I have to do is just get my mind around
you are
everything
a defeated
happening.
Man.
I am an old man. It's official. Yes. I like my routine.
You do.
Put me in a room. Give me soup. Shove me into the corner.
Give me soup.
And that's what it is. And I'm living the life of a much younger man with family vacations like Clark Griswold. And,
actually, Mike, not that much younger.
Not that much younger. No, really. It's insane. Let's take a break.
Yes, let's do. Lots
happening.
Do you need more soup, dear?
More soup. More soup for the man. Yeah, thank you very much. We've got news coming up. It's very dull. I'll warn you.
No, it's not. It's delightful. I can't wait, Mike. I can't wait to hear your take on today's headlines.
That should be fun, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's a man running around Paris with a faux hawk under a beret. We'll be right back, everybody.
So handsome.
Summer is not just around the corner. Now, why are we saying summer
Mike,
is just summer around the corner?
Summer doesn't start until the 20th.
All right.
It is just around the corner.
All right. It's around the corner then. And the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. We want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. I'm all for that.
Yes.
And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you can have both without breaking a sweat or breaking the bank. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, huge monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
You know who did it, Mike? Josh did it, and he loves it.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. It's totally changed his whole way that he handles mobile phones. He said it's a step forward in a big direction. He loves it.
Get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. An upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan is required, which is equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
News and tidbits and whatnot.
A new study has found that owning a pet costs way more than most people actually think, and the price tag keeps going up. Well, that's everything in the world.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's just the way it's going.
Do you feel, outside of major medical work, which I've had done on a cat, I've never felt that a pet was an unruly expense.
Only recently, but I have. I have when I went to, of all things, get dog treats.
Yep.
And that's why I don't think I've talked about this on the show. That's why I acquired not Milk-Bone dog biscuits for my little puppies, but Ol' Roy. Are you familiar with Ol' Roy?
Spell it. Is it O-L-R-O-Y?
I have to get it on the show. I'm going to bring it to you and show it to you at some point.
So it's off-brand Milk Bones.
It's Walmart. You can get Ol' Roy. And really, what are they other than ground-up snouts or whatever those dogs are eating?
Yeah,
that's when I was in one of the... And by the way, pet stores can absolutely rip you off,
of course,
with the variety they offer, and you have to be wary of that. If you go to the regular big box pet stores, everything is overpriced. Check out what a dog leash will cost you nowadays.
And
it's
all that
insane.
How about the refrigerated food at pet stores?
Oh, and that's the big thing now. You know, eat the food like you get, you would have yourself. Bleck.
No.
But anyway, people were asked how much they think it costs to care for a cat or a dog for 15 years. For cats, the average answer was $5,735. For dogs, about $8,000. But the real numbers are more like three times that. Maybe more. It depends on the type of food you buy. It's Rob. Go buy dog food. I know Carrie probably buys all the food.
No, because we buy dog food at Costco, so I get it. But
it's expensive at Costco too.
It is. But
so is everything. By the way, have you been to Costco where everything is $14?
Mike,
it is not a value anymore.
Don't let your anxiety take your eyes off the prize. We're talking dog food here.
It's dog food. Caring for a cat now costs anywhere. These are actual estimates. From $20,000 to $40,000. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor. This is cool. They've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. Guess what? They are out of this world. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products and combines IQ Bar's nutritional excellence with Keller's culinary expertise. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. The salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, plus brain-boosting nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. They taste great, but I love them because they make me feel good. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. Text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. Do you know ball? Yeah, boy. Well, there's only one series left in the playoffs, and the championship is officially on the line. That means time is running out for you to put yourself to the test on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. On Prize Picks, you can even mix and match player projections from different sports. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. And Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. We all love Prize Picks, especially Rob's wife, Mrs. Spiewak, who has won thousands. Literally, don't miss out. Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. $7,000 over the course of their life.
I guess it's true, but it doesn't seem it, you know?
For dogs, $22,000 to just under $61,000.
Oh, that's got to be like surgeries and stuff,
though. I don't know. An average of at least $1,300 a year for cats, $1,500 a year for dogs. They say even something like a rabbit can easily cost over $1,000 annually. The cost for dogs has gone up about 12% in just the past 3 years, 19% for cats. I discovered this long before I read this story, and I went in to say, let's get some treats for the dogs. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This little bag, you're going to charge me $34 for this little bag of dog treats? And Carla buys all that crap, like the bully sticks and all that. It's expensive.
We have two kinds of treats for Linus. And I don't know that he would go outside and pee if we didn't have his milk bone marrow bones. Because it's as much of the process.
To come back in after he does his business. Yeah, to come back in and get the treat.
Yeah.
By the way, the increase is 19%. For cats, 12% for dogs, 19% for cats. Does this mean we're poised to start living pet-free? Don't count on it. More than 75% of pet owners said they think of their dog as a family member or best friend. 24% of dog owners said, that it's as important as their child.
Well, not as important as the child. I know that the dog is preferred.
I've abandoned my child.
The dog in my home is preferred to other people by certain people. I'll keep that vague. He's very favorite, but you think
that would be Carrie and Rob.
The reason that people are spending $28,000 on a dog is because a dog is worth it.
Well,
that's
dogs
it.
Are
a cat's a cat's right. Not, and a rabbit's not.
I am. I have turned the corner with the little one now, and I'm enjoying his company more. And I think the relaxation, the stress reduction that you get with a pet. Phenomenal,
yeah.
But make no mistake. Speaking of, I got one out there in the garage, the old snake that I was just caring for recently that vomited a rat on me, and I still like him, and I still say goodnight to him every single night. That's
I love the fact that what was once just a little guy is now the old snake.
The old snake, yeah, the Burmese python living
there
in my
he
garage.
Is. Oh, come on over here, little snake.
Meghan Markle is trying to build her lifestyle brand, but not everyone is on board. Word has it that Meghan asked Dolly Parton to appear on her Netflix show With Love, Meghan. Really? Give me a break. And got denied. I have strong feelings about this lady. I really do.
Who, Markle?
I mean, come on. You wangled your way, into the royal family.
Well, before that, she had a cushy job opening suitcases. Mm-hmm. Then she was on the Suits program.
Yes.
And now she's royalty. Most people would stop after you were a...
She's fallen royalty because they ducked out of that because it was too much.
But don't you think you pretty much, for most people, if you make it to be a deal or no deal girl, isn't that sort of the top for you?
If you
it's a
were...
a pretty good thing.
You certainly know, I would imagine you would know what you were getting into.
Yeah.
I get it. And by the way, I've watched all the royal shows. They're dicks to everybody.
Yep.
They're the royal family, but you get all the other stuff. You know, you don't have to be in the same room with them all the time.
Ice cream anytime you want it. Shark sandwich. You can get it all at Buckingham Palace.
What is the movie? Shark sandwich. That's a shark sandwich.
It's the one with
the Contender.
Shelley, the Contender, yeah. I ordered you the porterhouse, Mike.
A celebrity commentator commentator on a recent podcast said Dolly's team was livid because they thought Megan just wanted to use Dolly to boost her cred.
That's obvious.
She's asking to be on the show. I mean, what do you think all celebrities do on all shows in every possible venue, right?
I'm not going to go on that show and have her boost her credibility based on my music.
But her people are smart, because I agree with this. They also didn't want to, quote, risk Dolly's reputation and her popularity by associating her with Megan. I get that.
Dolly has not, I mean, I don't think she's made a bad move in 50 years.
I don't think so either. I think, first of all, she comes across as an incredibly controlled person.
Yes.
I think she has controlled her image incredibly well. And I think that's a good move not to go on with Marco. So
that's right. That. And you know, gentlemen, she's single.
Dolly or Megan? Because that'll make the tabloids.
No. Dolly's single because Carl passed. You recall this.
Taylor Swift owns all her music now.
I love this, and you know what? I'm not a Taylor Swift champion, but someone as I am, as a record collector that has gone and heard people have to recreate their own hit records to be able to sell them based on their name, and it's a joke because they're not the records that hit. The fact that she's controlling all of her music now, I think that's great. Good for her.
Spotify announced that streams of the original versions of her albums doubled on Friday. When Taylor broke the news that she regained control of her first six albums, her overall streams jumped by 40%. Here's a breakdown for each original album, and I'll go from bottom to top. 1989. Okay. And tell me if you know these songs, because I know none of the...
Okay,
none of the, 1989, do you know that one?
I know the album, and I think I know a couple of the songs on it. Yeah.
Let's see. The breakdown streams to 110%.
I don't know the breakdown.
They jumped. The streams jumped. Red, that song, 150%. Yeah. Fearless. Well,
these are albums, not songs.
Their albums?
Yeah.
Here's a
breakdown. So the Red album.
Sure. Here's a breakdown of each original album. My apologies.
That's all right.
1989 won 10%. Red, the album Red, 150%. Streams of the album Fearless jumped by 160%. Streams of Reputation went up 175%.
It's a whole catalog.
Taylor Swift, is that like the original?
That's her eponymous debut album.
220%. And Speak Now, that increased 430%. So as soon as she got control, people started participating more.
Well, because I think people know that now when they stream them, they're benefiting their artist and not the record company. The only thing I can compare it to is a few years ago, Jeff Lynne re-recorded all of his hits for the Electric Light Orchestra because the source tape was crumbling. It was old.
Okay.
And even though he did a great job recreating it, it's still not the version you know. It's not the version that was... By the way, that's what you're going to be talking like in the car next week.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? We're only in Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, my God.
I think that when you hear a song on the radio and that's the version you're accustomed to, that's the one you should have. And so I applaud her doing that.
Attagirl. Oh, sure. I absolutely
she doesn't need the money, but, you know, whatever.
Marc Maron has revealed that he is ending his long-running, game-changing podcast, WTF with Marc Maron, after nearly 16 years spent interviewing musicians, comedians, and other cultural figures. The veteran comedian and actor will release his final episode of the podcast later this fall. Maron broke the news during the most recent WTF episode with John Mulaney, sharing that both he and his producing partner Brendan McDonald are tired and burnt out. Well, you don't have to stop when you're tired and burnt out. I've proven that.
That's
starting
right.
That's 15 years ago.
That's when you put your foot on the gas, Mike.
But they are utterly satisfied with the work that they've done. 16 years we've been doing this, and we've decided that we had a great run. Maron said. Now, basically, it's time, folks. It's time. WTF is coming to an end. It's our decision. We'll have our final episode sometime in the fall. So he made that. And he's making a lot of movies. I'm seeing him more and more in his acting. And he's a fantastic actor. I think
like
he does
him.
A great. I like everything he's in. Did you ever consume the WTF podcast?
Oh, on a fairly regular basis.
Okay.
For me, that's guest determinant. If I don't care about the guest, I won't listen.
Okay.
But like, I think it was last week he did Sarah Silverman. It was great. I love it.
All right.
He knows
fantastic.
How to make comics be comics. And Mike, I guess that'll be the end of us being able to say, lock the gates, because that's what he says.
Lock the gates. Is that what he says at the end of the show?
No, at the beginning of his podcast. It's his one line from Almost Famous. He plays a concert promoter or a guy at a record at a concert venue.
Okay.
And when they're trying to escape, he yells in the movie, lock the gates. And that's in the opening of the WTF podcast.
Well, I've never been in a feature film, so I'd probably have to say, I'd make my own up. Release the Kraken! finally.
On the Mike O'Mara interview podcast.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about burnout. There's not enough. We don't burn up anything on this show. Authorities.
Still trying to
quote.
Get it lit, Mike.
Authorities in Tennessee are searching for a pet zebra that escaped from its owner's home and went for a run on the highway. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office said on social media that the zebra arrived at its new home on Friday and escaped less than 24 hours later on Saturday.
Mike, I actually have a small video. It's
of the zebra?
Short. Yes. This I saw on social media. This just made me laugh.
Okay. Let's take a look. There it is.
It's
beautiful
running.
Animal.
Yeah.
There's
beautiful
a tag
animal.
On him, too.
Oh, he tripped.
No.
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah.
The zebra
poor
called
feller.
Chaos on Interstate 24, where it was seen running through traffic on both sides of the highway. Deputies closed the interstate in both directions, but the zebra escaped to a nearby wooded area. The search for the zebra continued on Sunday, but the animal remained unaccounted for Monday morning. So we're not sure just yet. This is Tuesday that we're taping this, and we have no word on the zebra. The zebra was difficult to see on the highway, especially when it was running on the white lines. That's stupid. That's why we'll never burn out.
I love it.
Stupid jokes like that, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. When we come back, I want to talk about 90s chain restaurants with Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Because now the 90s are nostalgia, which makes
me
feel even older. And we'll be right back with that. I love body care stuff, but I hate when it's boring. I don't want to run around like a 12-year-old reeking of Axe body spray bleck. Man, oh man, I don't like that stuff. That's why I love Cremo, and I love how long it lasts. I've been using it since we started our relationship with Cremo. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two latest signature scents, Italian Bergamot. That's the one I'm wearing right now. It's bright, it's fresh, it's robust. Palo Santo is deep, smoky, refined. Both are great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. Cremo helps men make an unforgettable impression every time. I wish you could smell me right now. You know, when you get a little longer in the tooth, you become more aware of that. You don't want to smell like an old fart. So that's why I like my Cremo. And I'm also out on a golf course in 94-degree heat. That's another reason I love
Cremo.
Do a
lot of people come up to you on the golf course and say, hey, nice pits?
Every playing partner that I've ever played with nose to the pit right before the match starts.
Yeah, that's tradition.
And then the look of approval and little wink. I could be an air freshener. I'm so smelly good.
You are. You look great.
Anyway, head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants and the Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, that's Target or Target.com.
Hire me.
You know, I was reading an article about just how many chain restaurants have come and gone.
Yes.
They're here and then they're gone. I see a lot of dead spaces, but you wanted to talk about 90s chain restaurants, and I don't know why, but I'm curious because it fascinates me.
There's several points to this. First of all, Americans are so predictable. Like, in the 70s, we were nostalgic for the 50s.
Yeah.
With your Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, I would DJ 50s nights quite often back in the, even up to the 80s, I would do that occasionally.
In the 2000s, the 60s and 80s, I'm sorry, in the 2000s, the 80s were very popular.
Kids my daughter's age, my daughter will be 30, she will be 30 in just a few days now, and she was into 80s music like a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people were. It's when I had to have my staunch stance that's saying, you know what, Journey is not that good. Journey's a good band, but they're not a great band. But people that look back on the 80s elevate Journey. And I say, listen,
well,
I
Journey,
was there.
Journey probably the poster band for that nostalgia movement.
I agree.
Don't Stop Believing was like the anthem of the kids that were retreading the Journey music.
Exactly.
I thought so.
Well, looking back over my now extending life, the 90s might have been the worst decade ever. Certainly the worst for music. I can't think of a lot of great television.
You know, we never talk about this. We never had a serious discussion about it. And I'm curious if you think that, because it's very easy to look back at somebody that grew up in the 50s, then the 60s, and say, my music, it does not the same. I wonder sometimes if by saying that we are simply mimicking every generation that has come before us where they don't have it. But I personally feel as though there aren't the number of hits that there used to be.
Yeah.
And there aren't the number of solo artists or bands that we used to
say. Are there as many people, Mike, are there as many people now mowing your lawn?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I never hear it.
Yeah, it's there today.
I don't think so. Because I think the 2000s, it got a little more back to where we should be as far as music. I liked it better in the 2000s. One thing, though, to your point, if you look over the charts in the 1970s, say, there'd be like 35 or 40 number one records every year, which required a lot of turnover and action on your charts. If you look into the 90s, they're getting down to like maybe 10, 8 number one records a year.
And
so
that's
you're hearing the
changed
same stuff.
The landscape completely.
Yeah, and it bothers me. But anyway, I've always felt that the 90s was the weakest for pop music.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, and here's another factor, my TV antenna was acting up and I couldn't get my Channel 5 news, which I normally watch. So I put on the Today Show, which I haven't watched in a long time. And they were talking about nostalgia for restaurants of the 90s. And I don't know how.
Can I ask one question before we proceed?
Yes, please.
So you cut the cord as far as cable.
Right.
You don't have cable. And you do you stream much? Or because
I could stream the Channel 5, but I just this morning it was easier just to switch the channel.
Okay, so you have a place where you can stream.
Yeah, but I prefer antenna broadcast.
Because it's better quality of picture.
Better quality. Also, you get all the content. So when they stream the commercials, they go to like a slide, and it's boring. So it's not like a real television program.
So, but you're reasonably sure that the picture quality with an over-the-air signal is
I can guarantee it's better. It's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks really
well.
Great.
It's essentially what they're doing is taking that signal and running it through cable lines anyway, even with the streaming service.
Yeah, but with the over the air, there's less compression on the video, so it kind of pops. The reason I did the antenna was actually for football season.
Okay,
for my wife and my kid, they wanted to watch every Commanders game, and I said, "Well, if we need the networks, let's do the network."
Did you actually climb up on your roof?
I did. I used a small step ladder, and it's not on my roof. It's on the side of the house, about 8 feet up over my grill. So if I needed to point it, I could use a broom handle to point it.
Okay.
I don't have to go up on the roof to do it.
And it works
love my
well.
Antenna. Fantastic. Okay. I get probably 20 channels, counting the
my appetite for that when you're talking about the quality of signal, but I still don't think. God knows what the rules are in ticky-tacky, Casa de los Muertos.
How far are you from your TV towers of your local station?
I think that would be 20 minutes, probably about 17 miles, 16 miles.
You would do well with an antenna then, as long as they're sort of centrally located near each other.
Well, it's flat, too, so there are no mountains to get in the way.
I'm 40 miles out, so I was so pleased when it worked. Anyway, I'm watching the Today Show, and they're talking about these restaurants, and I don't know how Chili's got their... They had a lady in a Chili's at 7 o'clock in the morning eating what they call the new thing that is bringing people back to Chili's, Mike, the cheese pull.
In the morning?
She's sitting in a Chili's.
Is it a breakfast item?
No. And she had a margarita in front of her that she wouldn't drink.
Okay.
But the cheese pull.
Oh, so they got the local news person that's out there.
The Today Show person.
Oh, the Today Show, but they're in there, so they're bringing their dinner food down for the TV spot.
So what I can tell from the cheese pull, Mike, it's a piece of cheese, probably mozzarella, about the size of a deck of cards that is breaded and fried. And then when you get it, you break it in half and pull, and it stretches.
Chili's?
Yep.
We tried Chili's like 2 weeks ago. We tried Chili's. It was just too damn crowded in the lobby. I think as the 90s change go, Chili's probably top of the heap, wouldn't you say? Probably.
Well, I've got a list of restaurants of the 90s, and I'd like to see which of these you think should come back or should not come back.
Okay.
Whether or not they ever went away or not. First of all, Red Lobster.
Being a Mainer,
you gotta hate it.
Part-time Mainer, I just think it's a colossal ripoff. So I say nay. I've always found them to be. I just think seafood and chains don't necessarily.
I think the time has gone when it was clever in Fairfax, Virginia, to go get a lobster dinner.
Right,
but it's not like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, should we bring back Kenny Rogers Roasters?
No. I never was a frequent customer. I don't think I ever. I'm not sure if I ever was a customer at all.
Never was. Place. I know them from Seinfeld.
Right. What's that Chili's item again? It's called the cheese pull.
Cheese pull. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We used to. I thought we had those at American University. That was a train pull. I forget. That's disgusting. Let's move on to
what is the matter
chain.
With you,
Mike?
I
have no idea.
What about chai's? Chi-chi's.
Boy, oh boy, that stuff. Why am I associating Chi-chi's with the radio station, with WJFK?
Because we used to go to Carlos O'Kelly's for ratings.
Which
things
kind of, which
like
felt like Chi-chi's.
Yeah, it was a second-tier Chi-chi's.
I don't know. I mean, I like my little chain, my local chains, more than I like national chains. So I say, no, keep it away. We don't need any more Tex-Mex. Come on.
Yeah, you've got the Rhea. You don't need Chi-chi's.
I've got the Rhea. And by the way, a perfect meal at the Iguana Rhea last week. Absolutely marvelous. With dos margarita. Yeah. With splash of booze in top.
But that still wasn't like going to Millsy's, was it?
No. No, Millsy's, probably about 5 o'clock yesterday, I recovered from Saturday night at Millsy's.
God, it's tough being old, isn't it?
It is tough being old.
One of my favorite memories of a night happened at this place, but I don't see it working anymore. Planet Hollywood.
No, I never. Look, Planet Hollywood and Hard Rock Cafe, didn't care for either one of them because I think the food sucked at both of them.
Yeah,
it really was just bad food.
But
the memorabilia was the memorabilia. It was bad food. That's the
Arnold had his Captain Crunch coated chicken there that he said his mom invented.
Yeah, thanks, Arnold.
Okay.
BS.
And speaking of which, I don't even know if we had one locally. The Motown Cafe.
That's probably in the Midwest. Probably around Detroit somewhere. I don't remember that being a chain. Are there any more?
I don't think so. This one I would bring back full force, and I don't think there's any of them left. Steak and Ale. Remember, they'd give you peanuts.
And like, you get a good cheap steak, right?
Yeah, yeah. And a
good
ale.
Beer, right?
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, just a standard place. It's the kind of standard place that has a baked potato ready to go.
All right. I'll honor you on that one.
Thank you.
Bring them back. Fine. All right. No problem.
Bob's and his big boy.
Bob's big boy. It's like Denny's. It's the same as Denny's. And I never was a huge fan of Denny's or Bob's Big Boy. Rob, this gets back to the concept of chains altogether.
You're right.
Which leaves me cold.
They seem to be going out of fashion.
When you consider like going up to upstate New York and finding a real diner.
Yeah.
A real diner. When I say real diner, I'm talking about a menu that's the size of a book.
Not a silver diner. A real diner.
Essentially, your Denny's, your Bob's Big Boy, And down here, what's the one that sells the pies? Perkins. That you're talking about fake diners.
You are.
And,
they're fooling you.
Send them all packing, as far as I'm concerned.
Although Bob's Big Boy has that chocolate vanilla ice cream chocolate cake with the chocolate sauce. It's pretty unbeatable.
All right, Fatty McFadigan. I didn't know that one. I'm glad that you remember it. You'd eat a whole cake in the car, wouldn't you, on the way home?
We had a Bob's in Vienna, and sometimes we'd visit. Howard Johnson's, Hojo's. Mike, how would you like some clam strips?
I want Hojo's back simply because of the orange roof and the clam strips.
Easy to spot.
Always seem to have a good like ice cream menu when you'd go in there.
Because I'm Fatty McFat.
You know, you could still, in the areas, probably still see the old structures that have been repurposed to like flea markets and things like that. Hojo's. And remember Hojo Cola?
Yeah,
you remember
Hojo Cola?
I give. Bring back Howard Johnson's. Come on.
I remember there was a Hojo's right in the middle of Arlington that they turned into an international car dealership.
Yes.
But it still had the roof and the point. They just painted it blue.
And by the way, and they also had a car. They had a car like the Wienermobile, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It was called Howard's Johnson.
I love it.
Thank you.
Mike,
I hate this
place.
Okay.
The Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, boo, boo, boo. How exciting. Here's your $19 burger so you can sweat or when they put out that fake rain every 5 minutes or whatever. And then, ooh, we've got a sound of a dinosaur growling. What a bunch of crap.
And, of course, Mike, the last restaurant that everyone wants to bring back is called O'Mara's.
O'Mara's, yes, the 90s. Please bring it back. But to the original O'Mara's, like when the girls danced on the tables.
Yes, yeah, and you weren't fired. That was Jimmy. Sorry.
Bring it back. Its original incarnation when we did everything naughty.
If only we know where the sign was.
We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, everyone has a story.
Yep.
Is yours being heard, ladies and gentlemen? The Podcaster's Warehouse helps turn your message into a top-notch pro podcast that connects with your audience, builds trust, and drives results. Just show up. They'll handle everything else. Studio gear provided, editing done, publishing and promotion covered. Whether you want a public podcast for customers or a private show for your team, they'll craft it your way with expert guidance, custom formats, and professional coaching tailored to your brand. You'll inspire loyalty, generate leads, and stand out in your industry. Build your podcast with the pros. Visit thepodcasterswarehouse.com to book your free intro call. One voice can change everything. Let it be yours. Let it be yours. Share your voice with the world. Get strokeified at the... That sounds dirty. At the Podcaster's Warehouse, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you ever been strokeified, Mike?
Strokeified. Never had the pleasure.
It's josh-tastic.
Well, all I know is I woke up in the morning, I had a cranberry juice, and I was wearing a beret. It was a little
I woke up and had a fist-sized bump on my groin.
Yeah. That's. Oh, I forgot that part. When he got
from
his
the Thai massage.
All right. So getting back to, we got to cover something here that's very sad for a lot of people that grew up with this guy. We had an intern who was part of the Don and Mike show back in the day.
Early morning show guy.
Amazing to see these guys go on to bigger and better things. And for a period of time, a very long time ago, over 20 years ago, I think, he actually lived in my neighborhood. And this gentleman, unfortunately, passed away this week. His name was John Brankus. You might remember John Brankus from the ESPN show, which was
Sports Science,
where he would really break down the science of what it is to be an athlete. And it was a great concept, and had a company called Base Productions. And for a time, they ran out of his home out in Haymarket, Virginia, of all places. And I remember when I was trying to make a video for my mom's 80th birthday, he got together his people, and they put together – I threw my hands up because I was trying to do it on my own. And I finally got together with the pros, and they helped me out so much.
Beautiful job.
And John was a guy that would – came on the show occasionally, and it was just incredible. What I didn't realize is that John went to your high school. And yep. So everybody.
James Madison, class of 89.
And you were contemporaries in school, right? Oh, 100%.
We did a couple projects together at school. I mean, Madison wasn't as cliquey as some schools. There was some overlap. And, like, they did an SGA thing, get ready to laugh, that John thought of and organized. Brankus organized this. It was called Mr. Madison. And it was like a male beauty contest with sort of a, you know, a joking attitude. I came in second. But working with John on something like that, I know, Mike, laugh if you will.
Was that a humble brag?
No, it wasn't.
Was that a humble brag?
No. I was explaining my brag. No, I was explaining. I was explaining how serious they took it.
Oh,
they
did not take it seriously. So it was not pretty people.
No, the winner was a pretty person. But it was not primarily pretty people.
Okay.
But it was Brankus's idea. He reached out to me. He was driven. Very funny guy. Really funny guy. Mm-hmm. And all around a good guy.
You both became interns on the Don and Mike show.
I was always, of all the people in my graduating class, a little jealous of him because he got the first Don and Mike show internship of anyone in our class. And also, he went on to win multiple Emmys. Mm-hmm. So I'll never be the most notable media figure in my graduating class. So for that, congratulations, Brankus. But it was very sad. I found this out yesterday after the show.
Do we know how he passed?
It was suicide. He had been battling depression.
Now, I was reading up on that, and they said he passed away and suffered from depression. Is that a read between the lines?
I believe it is. He has, speaking to some people in interviews that he's worked with, he's battled depression before.
Okay.
He was in a suicidal place before, and he came out of it. He'd seen multiple psychiatrists. He'd sought help. But it just really got to me because, I mean, he's 53. I'm 54. It really just underscores the fragility of life and our own mortality and the fact that this guy who was so beloved and rewarded would think this is the best thing to do. And as you know, my stepsister killed herself. And it is the hardest thing to deal with if a loved one harms themselves only because of their mindset. And so I just wanted to take a moment and say, if you're in the USA and you or a loved one has contemplated suicide, call the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can just dial 988 or 1-800-273-TALK. And please, it's not about pride. It's not about, I can get through this myself. This is a disease like any other. I've flirted with it. I hate depression. And the fact that it took such a vibrant young guy from us is heartbreaking. And a guy that I knew, it's not fair to him and his family. It's not fair to all of us because who knows what he had left in him. And so folks, look out for yourself, please. It's just so
yeah.
Sad.
Give that number again, please.
Sure.
There is help for people. If you're going through this, I truly believe that we are in an era now of greater depression based on
Guaranteed.
How difficult the world is getting
Guaranteed.
For everybody. So, you know, but when you, no matter what your situation in life, there is help for you, and there are people that will listen to you, and there are people that can help you, and there are doctors that can help you, and
100%.
There are medications that can help you. And I've used that, and it's something that I think everybody should be aware of. And
We're all aware of it, Mike.
It's very, very...
that you've taken the pills.
It's just something that I think that people need to avail themselves. What is the phone number?
It's changed. It really has changed that it's more open now, and it is the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988 on your cell phone or 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And don't do anything if you haven't called these people because you're going to cause a lot of sad. You're going to cause a lot of heartbreak.
John Brank is a real overachiever, and yes, and our thoughts are with his family, and you know, it's a very sad thing for everybody that went to your high school and for anybody that crossed his path. Very, very sad day for people that knew him. We'll take a break. When we come back, I believe you have some video, Le Beautiful, as the French would say.
Gorgeous. You're going to love it.
Oh, that's good. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, all you wide awake fellas and gals, do you want to lose your gray hair? Keep it simple. Simpler Hair Color has full variety of shades to match anyone's hair and beard. With Simpler Hair Color, there's no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. A single can has you covered for all of them. Plus, one can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to 4 boxes of drugstore hair dye. The choice is simple. Simpler Hair Color offers gentler ingredients, a cleaner application, and unlike other companies, there's no waste. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns, so you can try Simpler Hair Color risk-free. Try Simpler Hair Color, and you too can look like a teenager again with a beard. Yes, sirree. Yes, a teenager with a beard. That's imagery right there.
Lovely,
You can eat. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 10% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS, 10% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Oh, big things, Mike.
Big things are always happening. Woo!
Oh, it's a long one. Sorry.
By the way, Trip Affleck wanted to mention, Rob Spiewak, that Sambo's should be mentioned in the chain restaurant. But Sambo's would not be a 90s chain.
No, you're right.
And it was around in the 90s, but I think it was well before that, based on the name.
There's a book. You can check it out if you like.
Yes, there is.
There's a tiger. He's a bad guy in the book. Mike, it's funny. I went to the time machine and I found footage of Josh's family when they make it to Italy.
This has not
happened yet in real life, but this is Josh and his wife and his son and his mother-in-law. They've decided to go to Mount Etna.
You know, that is...
Look at all the srokas.
Can you imagine visiting and at that moment knowing, you know, that ash can kill you, correct?
Yes.
Wow. And it went up like Mount St. Helens when it went up, but fortunately it didn't, like, blow the side of the mountain off.
Who do you like better? Do you like better the people?
I like the zebra better.
Do you want that again?
Yes, right. These are the people running away from the explosion.
Yeah, you see them fall. Very excited.
Oh, dear.
No.
Don't hurt yourself.
Skin nose. Mm-hmm. Do you better like the people or like better the people that are taking video or running? I like the people that are running.
I would run my ass off as well as I possibly could, because that just, I mean... That ash cloud, you don't want to be anywhere near that.
No, it's bad news.
Very
nasty.
But
have fun, Josh. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the name John Daker? D-A-K-E-R.
I have not. I have no idea.
I sent this clip to my buddy Brad, who is pretty internet savvy, and he said, oh, yeah, that's John Daker. He's a legend. And I know you appreciate high production value, and I know you appreciate great singers. And, Mike, I know you appreciate our Lord. So
that's a lot going on, Rob.
I want you to, you'll have an introduction, but please enjoy the music of John Daker.
John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is risen today, and he's going to do Amora too, okay?
Okay. That's John.
Hi, John.
My name is John Daker. Lord is risen today, hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say hallelujah. Lift your voice in triumph song, hallelujah. Lift your voice in triumph.
I like the fact that the lady in the intro said he's going to sing a song that's quite popular today. Christ the Lord is risen today.
That's going to the archives, boy. But John boy, Dinker? a worthwhile dive into that. There he is. Scary dude. Scary, scary dude. Oh, my God. Hi, John.
Hallelujah.
What year you think that was? You think there was a...
That was just taped last night.
That is a long time ago.
Anyway, so John Dacre is on our radar now. And do you think the lady at the piano was Mrs. Dacre?
Let's take run it again. I think that's a good excuse to run the entire thing again.
John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays.
Boy, she really fills up a piano bench, doesn't she?
So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is risen today, and he's going to do Amora too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. There he is. Getting ready.
My name is John Dacre.
He totally blew his cue.
Lord is risen today. Hallelujah.
There's a facial change. Also,
yeah, on the closer. I think we get it here.
Let's see it. I'll show you what I have.
There it is. That is John Dacre, Mike. Wow. He's a great man.
Wow.
I don't even know if he's still with us. God, I hope so.
Me too. Cool. Okay. Me too. I'd like to have him come back and do it, you know, if he's alive.
Well, he could sing songs that are popular nowadays.
Exciting. Yeah. And I bet he'd find that zebra.
I bet he might ride that zebra.
Absolutely.
Let's close with this, Mike. Irony is funny, right?
Funny, right? Irony? Irony. Yeah.
So if your house burned down, that's sad. But what if something survived within the fire to give you something of a, you know, a bright outlook?
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. The item that survived the house fire, though with much damage to its beauty, is Big Mouth Billy Bass. And so they go into the house that's burned down, and they hit the bass button, and they get this.
Did you think for just 1 second that you'd be back to look at me? I will survive.
How incredible is that song?
I didn't know that Big Mouth Billy Bass had so much wood within him.
Well, how about that? And how about that incredible quality, too, of that product to survive a house fire?
Yeah, I think it's American made.
That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Hallelujah.
John Dacre?
Dacre, D-A-K-E-R. Remember that name.
My hero. For Josh Sirocco, who is in Paris, France, and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks. One more time, Maddie.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
You lost again.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it.